Hello, everyone. Welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. Happy to have Derek Hutchings, the White County Commission Chairman this year, and he is here to talk about White County and specifically, it's budget time for counties in Tennessee. Not all counties have passed a budget, and White County's in the process. Derek, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. We had you back. I think we had you on last year and first time, and you are a first-term commissioner, correct?
I am, yes, sir.
Got elected in 2022, and I'm going to compliment and brag on you right quick. I know you're not going to do it yourself because you're not that type of person, but this is your third year as a commissioner, and it's very rare for a third-year commissioner, first-term third-year commissioner to be elected chairman, and that says a lot about your effort and your response to people and how you lead. And I just think that's great. I mean, when you were here last time, you talked about why you ran. You used to go to commission meetings and attend them to know what you wanted to be informed, right?
I did. Yeah.
And so that speaks volumes as well. But chairman of the White County Commission, first year, right?
Yes, first year.
So how's that going so far?
Well, it's been good. Budget, you know, we're here to talk about budget. It's been rough. So, a lot of upset citizens wanting to know, you know, transparency and trying to get out there and get in front of that and explain. And it's good.
Are you on the budget committee as well?
I am.
So chair of the county commission, member of the budget committee. And so let's talk about budget, and we can get into some other White County stuff later. But we're here. It's budget season, and we try to have a lot of our cities and counties on this time of year just to talk about what's going on fiscally for their citizens and constituents to know going to the next fiscal year. Fiscal year starts obviously in July 1. What's the current tax rate in White County right now?
205.
205. And you are going, are y'all going through reappraisal?
We are going through reappraisal.
How often do y'all go through reappraisal?
Ours is set up every 5 years.
So that's same as Putnam. That's a lot. That's really common for counties to do. They're right now, they have 4, 5, and 6 as the options. A lot of them do 5.
Yes.
Well, we go through reappraisal starting this next year. Y'all are in it right now. It's finished up. Have y'all got a certified rate back?
I talked to the executive. It's $1.21 something.
Yeah.
So we were expecting $1.21. I think it's $1.21216. Something like that. So
you went from 207,
205,
205
to $1.21.
To $1.21. So
average, it was about 75% increase in property values.
And that's that's huge.
That's huge. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's common, and this especially that becoming because people are coming here and buying houses and paying more than what, you know, market value was or what the appraisal says on their appraisal sheet. 205 to $1.21 is a drastic drop. That's a low $1.21 is a low tax rate.
Well, our penny went from roughly $55,000 to $97,500.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
so $40,000 increase in the value. That's huge. Well, you have a lot of growth, right? A lot of people moving in.
We do. I mean, it's the whole state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw an article. Overton County is about the same way we are. I think their reappraisal this year. Warren County's reappraisal this year. I think everybody across the state is seeing, 70 to 90% increase in values.
Yeah.
It's going through a reappraisal since COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to digress on that let's just talk a second and mention Overton County. They did, you're right. They had the same thing. And I had Steve Pierce, the Putnam County assessor, on a couple of weeks ago to talk about reappraisal and what that looks like. And I don't know how many of our constituents know that are in the Upper Cumberland, but the assessor's responsible for conducting the reappraisal process, but they have the guidelines by the state to meet, right?
Right.
So I know a lot of people are upset at all the assessor properties in these counties where the appraisals are shooting up, like you said, 75%. Well, that's not because the assessor woke up one day and said, I'm going to go value properties a lot higher than they were 5 years ago, and we're going to have all this increase in our tax base because I decided those are parameters, regulations set in place by the comptroller's office in the state of Tennessee.
That's right.
So people are really getting angry at our assessor properties, and that's not the route to go.
No, it's not.
And so I'm sure Junior is
feeling the heat as well.
Junior does a good job.
He does a great job. And this has been a learning curve we're going to go down the rabbit hole sure. of the values and the property, what I didn't understand, and a lot of most citizens come to me and say, all this growth, all these farms are getting sold and they're getting broke up, and now there's a 100-acre farm has got 50 houses on it or 100 houses on it, you know, and they're like, where's all that tax money going? Where's that tax money at? And at first I didn't have an answer.
Right.
And I went to Junior and I'm like, it makes sense. Where's it at? And he said, well, that new home is assessed at 2020 value, 2020 appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how? It's a new house. He said, we have to go by the appraisal from 2020. Right. So these guys are building $250,000 homes that assessed in 2020 for $130,000,
$120,000.
Right. And they're paying taxes on that.
Yep.
And which we have growth. I think we've got about $200,000 a year growth in those houses.
Sure.
But you're not capturing the true value of the house.
Right.
And that's a state, you know, state said that. I guess they were sued, from what I understand, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Unfair taxation, you know. So that's what that is. And then even if an older home is sold for more money, it's still you're still paying tax on the appraisal until reappraisal.
Thank you for saying that. That's a really good way of saying what reappraisal is and what all these houses being built. We're not going to capture the true value until reappraisal.
Yep.
And so counties are going through that. And so the reappraisal process for you all, you just finished it, and that's what you're talking. That's really the catalyst, I'm guessing, for all of the discussion in your budget committee, the deliberation. And so where are you all at right now in the budget process?
Well, I'll back up just a second.
Sure. So go ahead.
We tried for 3 years to try to pass the sales tax. The county sales tax is less than the city. Mm-hmm. We're half a cent less. So we're losing about $800,000 to $1 million a year in taxation on that we're not getting
right.
from the city. So we tried for 3 years to pass that. So we didn't even talk anything about raising property taxes, trying to get the sales tax increased. And maybe hindsight's 2020, but now we're sitting on reappraisal and we're sitting on needing to raise property taxes.
Yeah.
So that's where we're sitting at right now. So we started out, we proposed $1.57 and it failed Monday night. $1.57 would be about a $3.5 million increase to our total budget. So up from $1.21 to $1.57, and it failed. But before that, I mean, we were up to $1.70 on the asks from the department heads, you know. We were up over $4 million, $4.5 million in ask that the department heads were asking for. So we cut that back to $1.57. That didn't pass. So now we're gonna go back Tuesday night. We got another meeting Tuesday night. We're gonna, you know, we've asked them to come back and say, guys, we need some more cuts here. We need help with this. We need your participation. And if it is dire straits and you have to have this, we need you to step up with us and tell the constituents that this is what we need and this is what we have to have to properly run the county.
And it seems if the certified rate's $1.21 and y'all started it, or y'all proposed $1.57 and it didn't pass, it seems that the majority of the budget committee wants it to be lower. Is that the assumption?
Well, or
they want it to be higher?
No, it's definitely lower.
Okay.
We had a lot of trouble with the rest of the commissioners. We couldn't get a read on where they wanted to be at.
Right.
To be honest, we asked for input, and some were anywhere from $1.60 to certified rate. Everybody was just kind of across the board on it, and we couldn't get a consensus. So we tried $1.57, and I think the guys that were on the fence one way or the other are – realize now they're going to have to step up and say, this is what it's going to take for me to vote for whatever.
Yeah, and that's common. I mean, you got 14 commissioners?
14
yeah. commissioners, 14 different viewpoints, I'm mm-hmm. sure, 14 different priorities, and that's okay. One of the reasons legislative bodies are made up of more than nine, at least nine people in Tennessee is to have representation, different representation, and people have different ideas of what they want to see in the budget. But it's hard when you go through reappraisal and your values increase 75% to justify, you know, anything that's not going to, you know, your people don't want to see their taxes raised.
They don't.
But they also want to see your services improve.
Exactly.
Right? They don't want your services to decline. So you got to have that happy medium. And we're going to get into a lot more on the budget with Mr. Derek Hutchins, the chair of the County Commission in White County, who's on the budget committee. So you started out, looks like y'all proposed $1.57 in the last meeting. That did not pass. Was the vote close?
It was not.
Okay.
You know, in the committee meetings, we were floating, you know, we're talking, we're polling the other members. Three of us voted out of committee. The county executive and the chairman, actually, of the committee did not, were no votes, but the three other committee members voted out. We thought we were close. We probably thought we had probably six, maybe seven. We thought we maybe had two that was on the fence that we might, that might be the swing votes to change. Mm-hmm. Then we had some more citizens. Obviously, we had the open session for 30 minutes for the citizens to speak. And I think some of the commissioners, you know, they listened to what they had to say. And I'll be honest, I voted for it out of committee, but after listening to some more of the constituents, I was a no vote at full court. I just saw that it's not what the citizens want.
Yeah, and I want to talk about a little bit about what the citizens had to say in that open discussion that you all provide for them. This is Ben Rogers here on Local Matters. I have Mr. Derek Hutchins, the White County Commission Chairman, talking budget for White County. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. Delighted to have Mr. Derek Hutchins in with me today. He is the chairman of the White County Commission. He's also a member of the Budget Committee for White County, and we're talking the budget for fiscal year 25-26. You mentioned there's been a meeting, proposal of a $1.57 rate, the certified tax rate, because you're going through reappraisals, $1.21. $1.57 was not approved by the Budget Committee. And you had mentioned before we broke, Derek, that you all give citizens time to speak. I think you said about 30 minutes is what it took.
We do.
What were some of the thoughts the citizens were saying to you all?
Well, we started with a lot of misunderstanding. So at first, you know, we've had four or five budget meetings. We had the 30-minute session, but the last two committee meetings that we had, they were about 3 or 3.5 hours long, and we probably spent an hour at each of those sessions listening to the citizens.
Okay.
We let everybody speak
sure.
that wants to speak. But the consensus from them is we're a big retirement community. We have a lot of retirees, and they're just afraid that the taxes are going to tax them out of their home. You know, they're already concerned that their values have doubled, so their homeowner's insurance is going to go up, you know, with that. And then they're just afraid their taxes are going to go up too high where they can't afford anymore. And we're trying to provide a service. We've been inundated with growth. Growth is a good thing, but your services have to provide services for that. New infrastructure for roads and water, ambulances and, you know, fire trucks mm-hmm. and just everything that goes along with that.
Yeah, and so the more people you have, the more cars you have on the road, the more wear and tear on the road, the more maintenance for the roads, right?
Correct.
The more people you have, the more 911 calls, the more emergencies. And that's just part of it. We understand that. But you also have to find a way to maintain the services for the growth, and that costs money.
It does.
And so, again, I'm not advocating for anything. I'm just telling folks, and I've said it before, that services, people move in, services have to increase, and that takes money, and therefore you have to find a way to either cut something that you're not using or a revenue source that maybe you have and you got to increase, or find something else, and county government limits that. You mentioned the sales tax earlier. Sales tax is a big part of why Putnam County is thriving in certain areas, because we maxed out the rate years ago.
Years ago, yes.
And so I'm not advocating for that increase for you all, but it may be helpful to the taxpayer, property tax owner, may be paying may not have to pay as much for their land taxes if the sales tax is implemented. But anyway, so what are some of the asks for the department heads? And, you know, they have a right, Derek, every year to come into the budget committee and say, I need this much more money for this cause. What's some of the asks they are bringing to the budget committee?
So the sheriff come at us with four new deputies.
Okay.
He was asking for one deputy per shift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they work 4 8-hour shifts. So he was asking for another patrol deputy per shift. Well, when you have four new deputies, then obviously you have to have additional cars. So he was asking for, I think, six cars. We've got to keep him on a scale, on a rotation.
Right.
We try to buy 2 to 3 cars every year, mm-hmm, for a rotation, so he keeps his fleet up to date. So we had additional. We were trying to give him 3. He was asking for 2 additional cars for that. Ambulance service was asking for a new ambulance and a new crew. You have to have 4 to run an ambulance. And then he was asking for additional help in his office, either a secretary or an assistant director. With a bigger fleet, our maintenance department was asking for a couple more mechanics. More cars to service, so he has to have more.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
We have never funded the highway department out of property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been self-funded through the fuel tax.
Sure.
So we have in the proposal this year, we're looking at giving him 2 to 3 cents. The fuel tax is not kept up. You know, we have hybrid vehicles, electric vehicles, and so forth. So we've not seen a huge growth in that. So unprecedented, we're looking at 2 or 3 cents for him. Part of that would be designated specifically for road work, and some of it going to be for salary increases.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and so that's a lot, right? What you just mentioned. And do y'all have a capital projects budget, separate from the general fund budget, a designated capital projects budget where you could just do one-time purchases?
We don't currently.
Okay.
We talked about that instead of giving him pennies and creating that, we talked about doing a capital project and just allotting him a 1 year. Jerry has come in on fire.
Mm-hmm.
He is just nonstop working.
Right.
And he's making huge improvements. The citizens see that. So we feel like we need to capitalize on that while he's going to be good.
Yeah.
I hope he's there long term.
Sure.
He's a young man, and he's trying to do right by the county, and we're trying to help him do that.
Yeah, I don't know what the majority of phone calls you get as a commissioner from your constituents, but the majority of phone calls I get are road related.
A lot of roads, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I need my road fixed. I'd like to have it paved. We got a big pothole. My tire busted, whatever the proper grammar is, because I hit a pothole, or the shoulder needs to be
mowed,
and there's limbs hanging down, and broke my antenna. I mean, I get all that stuff, and I get it, and our highway department does a great job here in Putnam County. We do give pennies to Putnam County Highway Department. We have for years. It does help. It's a benefit. It eases their mind, too, that they have that revenue coming in. They're not solely dependent on that gas tax. That's a stressful situation because, like you said, the state legislature is working hard to find a way to capture all the electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles.
They are.
But the money's not growing like it probably would have normally if it didn't have we didn't have so many vehicles that were, EVs on the road. So y'all, those things people don't think about, those outside factors. And so you all have to deal with that. Personnel, you just mentioned personnel for department heads.
Correct.
I'm assuming raises.
Raises are big. The last 3 years we had a 5% rate. I think it was 3%, 5%. Last year was 3%.
Mm-hmm.
That has not kept up with COVID. I mean, COVID it changed Tennessee. You know, it just, nobody could see it. There's no way to project anything like that happened. And everybody started coming here. Cost of everything went up. You know, the cost for the county just to operate for buying patrol vehicles and ambulances and all of that. You know, ambulance now, $350,000 to buy an ambulance, I think.
Yeah.
Probably 5 years ago, I think it was, I don't know, less than $300,000,
yeah.
You know. Remount ambulance is $210,000.
Yep.
You know, I think it used to be like $175,000.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the steep, I'm talking about 5 years ago. And then it takes 18 months to do that. Patrol cars, you know, they've gone from $45,000 to $65,000. Tires and just everything cost.
Yeah. And after you equip those patrol cars, it is $65,000,
$70,000. Right? It is. Lots and all the. We're budgeting 75 or 80 with lots and everything for those vehicles.
I mean, it's up there.
It is. But pay raises. In the $1.57 proposal, it was $2,280,000 of the $3.5 million
was pay raise. Wow.
Yeah.
So over 50%. Well, we'll talk some more about that this next segment. We'll get back after the break. I have Derek Hutchings. He is the White County Commission Chairman, first term commissioner, third year in, chairman of the commission on the budget committee as well, talking all things budget for White County this next fiscal year. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with White County Commission Chairman Derek Hutchings. Thankful for his time today and his input on what's going on with the fiscal year 25-26 budget in White County. Derek, we were talking about employee raises before we broke there, and that was, you said, $2.2 million of the $3.5 million request. And then we're talking about the general fund, you know, where all the county offices are funded, where, you know, that includes the sheriff's office, the jail, ambulance. It's not the highway, not the schools, but everything, pretty much everything else, you know, not solid waste, but pretty much everything else in the county. And I think that's been the holdup as far as y'all approving the budget, that and the tax rate. But raises, you know, in Putnam County, we mentioned this during the budget process. Over the last 3 years, on average, our employees have received a 33% raise over the last 3 years. So from 2022 to now, their pay's up 33%. And it's hard to compare Putnam and White. I mean, they're beside each other, but the dynamic's still different. But employees are – it's easy for employees to say, well, I'm not getting enough benefit for working for the county. I'm going to go find something else.
Right.
And as a county commission and department head in your county, y'all want to keep them.
We do.
And the way to keep them is to provide some kind of incentive to stay.
Correct.
And so the department heads have said, I need raises for my employees. And typically in a county budget – personnel costs are 60-70% of the budget.
They are.
And so how have y'all went back and forth on a percentage increase for the employees or a dollar amount? What's that look like so far?
So we had several work sessions back in the winter. We were trying to create a five-year plan for the county, just a future. What do we want it to look like and how do we get there? And the biggest thing that come out is employee retention. We've got a plan for $100 a year pay for every year that you've worked there. We've never implemented anything like that before. That's a little thank you for the people that have stayed with us for all the years. And then just we took employee by employee and looked at the pay scale. Of course, the sheriff's department is the largest employer besides the school system in the county. So you take a big look at that, and we compared the sheriff's department to all of the surrounding counties except Putnam. Like you said, you can't really compare Putnam. But, you know, we were 19-20% behind what the other counties are paying. So we went through, we restructured, we created a tier system for years of service or years in the field, if you will, so they can come in at a different pay scale. Currently, our pay scale is if you walk in the door – as a deputy, you're on X scale. I think it's $18.75 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if you have 20 years of service somewhere, that's the pay scale that you come in at. The tier system that we're trying to create gives a step raise at 5 years and at 10 years. So if you come in with 10 years of service somewhere else of experience, mm-hmm. we can start you at that 10-year scale, and you're getting paid, you know, 50 cents or a dollar higher than somebody that just started. So
right.
you need that separation. It's not really fair to have experience and not get paid for your experience. So we're trying to implement a tier system that we've never had before, and that's come up about $2 million, yeah, $2.5 million.
Well, yeah, and in order to recruit and retain employees, that tier system is valuable. A lot of people, when they go into a job, if they got experience, they expect to be paid for that experience,
they
right?
Do.
And so it makes sense to me, and we have that here in Putnam, that your prior experience, whether it's in another county or related field or what you're coming into, counts towards where you start on that scale. So you got a grade and you got a step for us. So you got a grade and step, and you fall somewhere in there. But that's part of the recruiting tool and retainage tool for employees.
It is.
And so that's been a big ask of you all, and that sounds like it's the majority of the ask.
It is.
And so I know y'all value your employees. I'm sure every commissioner there values the employees in White County. But where do you go from here, Derek? I mean, I know you can't predict the future, but $1.57 did not work from going up from a certified rate of $1.21. Where do y'all go from here?
Well, it's like one of the commissioners said after the $1.57 failed, and we looked at the constituents and the crowd, and we're doing live feed now. That's something that we've implemented, transparency.
Sure.
We talked about that earlier. Don't want to change gears here, but I think that's been a big benefit for us to get our live feed so people that can't attend the meetings can watch, and we're getting feedback from that. But like I said, the other commissioner, actually in the 6th District, me, Roger Mason, he said we're here and we want transparency and we want our emergency services taken care of, but the only way that we can have movement on $1.57 is in salaries. That's the only – you can cut $5,000 here or $10,000 there in some kind of line item, but you're not going to make any movement. You have to cut salaries to see hundreds of thousands of dollars and pennies moved.
Yeah.
So that's the only option that we have is to make a big salary cut. And we have – you know, I'd mentioned earlier some new positions. We're probably going to have to look at cutting some of those new positions. I mean, if you want movement and you've got a $40,000 or $50,000 ask for a brand new salary, you cut two salaries out, there's a penny. So I think we're going to have to focus on getting our pay up for the employees that we have and cross the bridge of new and additional employees, you know, down the road.
Do you know, I'm going to put you on the spot here, do you know what the current budget is in general fund, the total amount, roughly?
General fund, the $1.57 proposal was $15 million and some change.
Okay. So that $2 million and raises, that's a lot of it.
It's a lot.
That's big. Well, and as I said, personnel is a big cost. Do y'all have any vacancies in jobs right now?
We do.
You do?
We do. We just lost an EMT to Allgood Fire.
Okay.
Yeah. The sheriff, I think we're down three or four at EMTs. I know the sheriff said after the meeting Monday night he's down five deputies.
And so, I'm just a radio show host and with some county government experience, and I never would tell you all what to do. But we have in the past in Putnam County looked at our department heads and said, all right, what's more important to you, recruiting more employees or retaining the ones you have? Because right now our budget cannot afford both.
Right.
So one of the options may be, well, instead of adding these new positions to the payroll and funding them, do the raises to keep people. And that's just an option. I mean, I'm not saying that's the best thing, the right thing, but that's what we did. Because I think that was 3 or 4 years ago, we looked at our EMS director. He was asking for three new paramedics, but he had five positions he couldn't fill.
Right.
And we said, you know, Tommy, what would you prefer? And he says, I want to fill those positions I can't fill. And so we gave raises.
Correct.
Adjusted the pay scale. So it would entice people to come in and go work for Putnam County, and we didn't hire those three positions.
Right.
And that's just an option, right? So it's all about what the county what fits the county the best.
It does. And I told the department heads, several of them, we've had good support with the department heads. They're coming to the meetings. They're informed to know what's going on. And I looked at all of them, and I said, you guys have been participating, and we appreciate it. But you see that the citizens are not for $1.57, and the commission can't pass $1.57. So we've got to go back to the drawing board on Tuesday night. We need your input. Where are your cuts going to come from? Where can you cut? What's the most important? Like you said, is it additional staff or getting the staff up to speed on the pay that we have?
Yeah.
And that's what we have to have their input and their help. We need their help, and they have to help us explain to the citizens why it's needed.
How important is it not only for the citizens to understand what y'all are deliberating on, but the department heads and officials?
Yeah, we're a team. We have to work together. They're elected officials. Most of the department heads are elected officials like we are.
Sure.
So, you know, they were elected to serve the community, and they need to let the community know that they're not able to do their job because of lack of funding or whatever reason it is. They, you know, we have to work together.
Citizens expect us elected officials to conduct ourselves in a professional manner.
Correct.
And they expect us to use logic and the information we have to make decisions, especially on the budget. And the more they are involved, the more they see us acting in that capacity, right? We're trying our best to inform you all and use the information we have so you understand it, and that's how we make our decisions.
Correct.
Not everybody has to agree, and we're not going to.
Right.
You got 14 county commissioners, you're not going to agree.
You're not.
You know?
But eight have to.
Eight have to.
Yeah.
Eight, the majority have to find a way to move forward.
Common ground.
Yeah, so... Derek, I appreciate you being on. I appreciate your time. I'm going to brag on you. I can see the passion you have for it. You care about it. You want to do the best thing for not only the citizens, but your department heads and employees.
Absolutely.
And I think you have to find that happy medium. And not everybody's always going to be happy, but if you put the effort in, it's hard to argue, right?
It is.
And so... you just keep leading, right? And you just keep doing the best you can and talking to people and being transparent and being open. And y'all be great. White County's great. Y'all have a great leadership. You have a great commission, great department heads. So I wish you the best of luck.
I appreciate it. And probably the biggest takeaway, I'm not going to say it's easy. It's not easy to do this. But it has been easy the first couple of years. This is probably the biggest test as a group of commissioners that we've had. By far. And I guess my biggest takeaway is the constituents. You're not listening to me or you're not hearing me. And I take that and I process it. And here's my takeaway from that is you're going to have people on one side or the other of everything that you do. Some people are for $1.57 and some people are against $1.57.
Yeah.
So you're never going to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
And you have to take both sides, the ones that are for and ones that are against any topic, and you have to process it. And then you have to look at what is best for the county as a whole, and you have to vote that way. You can't listen all the time to one side or the other.
That's right.
You have to take both sides into consideration. I saw that at the state this year. Those guys had a tough decision over the school stuff. And it's the same way. And that's been an eye-opener to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your work. Appreciate your service.
Thank you.
Again, thanks for being here. Derek Hutchings, Watt County Commission Chairman, here to talk about the budget in Watt County. Folks, hope you enjoyed it like I have. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. See you next time.